You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 23rd, 2023, and is titled Faithful Word. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Do you realize, as much as I love the Murphs, that I can find joy, peace, and praise God with no, they're nowhere around? In fact, if I'm praising God on my own, most of you don't want to be around. It's a joyful noise, but that's at the best. Shout for joy. Have you ever stood in the, just at your house, and look around for just a minute, and it just shouts for joy back at you, everything that God has done at your home, at your home. Huh? Doesn't that kind of hit a spot? Yeah, I love to come up here and sing and do, but man, in my house anymore, and the more I'm in this word, the more it's happening. The word will not return void. If we're living fruitless in our society today, if we're living fruitless as Christians today, it's because we've not sown the seed of the Word of God. We've not watered it. We've not planted it. Not in our lives, not in our minds, and not in the minds of the next batch. You want things to start going different? You want to live in a more godly community, more godly country? That'll be on the next batch. We got to sow seed and watch it work. Watch how this seed works. Not just what it'll take away from my life, but have you noticed what it'll put in? The joy and the power and the just reading it again tonight and coming here in fellowship a little. I'm about ready to wind it up. We got done with that horse sale this weekend. It was the biggest one we've ever had in the history of that sale part. But I'm telling you, that woman right there and me, just two middle-aged people, we have worked our tails off on that thing. And that little slave driver right there, gosh, till Friday, we got moved down there last Wednesday and Thursday morning. She's up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She's ready to haul stuff. We got to go. And I'm going to go up down coffee and I'll squeeze in a coffee with the colonel right quick. And we got to get down. We got a storage building full of stuff that's got to be moved and blah, blah. There's a lot of stuff. So we did that all the way till Sunday night. Taking a couple days here. I think it's taking a little longer to recuperate than it used to. I got done with the cow sale today, and I get home, phone calls. I was going to sneak me in a nap. That didn't work. Got a little chore situation in my house, so I had to get that done. Got the stalls cleaned, got up here and read my Bible a little. We were talking on the way coming up here tonight. We're tired. How many of y'all got here tired? How many at night it's you're tired? And then I got to fooling around with this Bible a while ago. Anybody want to run a foot race? Feeling pretty good, Curtis. I'm feeling pretty froggy, man. This word will give you life. This word is making me excited. This word helps me to live out my hopes, my dreams, my desires. This word gives me hope. In a country that's having a really hard time finding their way. I mean, really. It's hard to get the bus to go the right direction when it's just ridden, but there's, you know, a herd of buffoons driving the thing. I mean, it's just crazy. But this word gives me hope. Because this word will not return void. Do you love your Bible? It's amazing to me. It would probably be disheartening to ask people, how many of you love Jesus? And everybody says yes. And then you said, how many of y'all love your Bible? And it gets a little quiet. And then if you'd have the audacity to say, show me your Bible, I can tell how much you love your Bible. You know, one of the comments I get from little old ladies on Coffee with the Colonel, they say, "We love the way you rub your Bible." They do. That comment on her say, "We love the way you. I love the way you rub your Bible." I do that a lot. I love my Bible. The Bible saved me. There's a guy that lives in my house named Steve that gets in the way, and this Bible helps with that guy a lot. I don't know what your guy's name is, but my guy's name is Steve, and my Bible helps a lot. How many of y'all would agree? We need this book. And if we realized, it will accomplish everything. Everything. And here's the best part. It will renew your mind so you can elevate your thinking and reach your highest potential to the glory of God. All because of this word. Not your potential to fill your billfold, but your potential of productivity and fruitfulness. All to the glory of God. This word will elevate your faith because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How many of y'all heard me tell you before, go home and read your Bibles out loud because your voice is the voice that you believe the most. That's what's wrong with most of us. We believe what we say about us. How many of y'all have said anything good about yourself in a long time? I mean, that's a pretty fair question. We're pretty easy to criticize ourselves, aren't we? Oh, I'm a little old, I'm a little bald, I'm a little frumpy. I got this old boy right here, you know. What's the good stuff? What's the good stuff? If we'd say a little more positive stuff to each other and a little more positive stuff about ourselves, we'd probably believe that about ourselves. But if we'll read the Bible out loud, our minds will receive it because our voice is the one we believe the most. And it'll begin to create faith. That faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How many of y'all got something out of this tonight? Is there anything you can take home with you tonight to make your kitchen table a better place? Make your workplace a better place. Is there anything out of here? Is there anything you might start doing in the morning that you didn't do today? This is it. That's all I got. I just want to come give a little encouragement to one of the best groups of people on the planet. That's getting this word. I don't care what they say outside this building. I don't care the reports they give. I don't care how that works because that's not how my Bible says. And how many of y'all know that your TV might lie to you? You know what they found out the other day when they made the discovery? Everything that's on Facebook may not be the truth. Do you know Google could be tainted just a tick? Huh? I mean, y'all know this won't lie to you. It'll tell you the truth. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. If you hit a snag, stop right there because that's the most important place. When you get to that one spot, and I know everybody gets there, where you go, ugh, that don't make no sense. Stay there. Don't move. Jesus, I need understanding. Because that's the downfall of religion in America today. We train people to understand the Bible and then come tell us what they found out. There's no need. The author and perfecter of this book is near. What did it say in the first verse? Seek the Lord while he may be found and while he's near. John 14:26, I'll send you the Holy Spirit who will teach you all things and remind you of everything that Jesus said. The book of Titus says you need no man to be your teacher. The anointing will teach you. Apart from the Holy Spirit, there is no understanding. Under the coaching and dwelling of the Holy Spirit, the enlightening happens. And every one of you, I don't care how you was raised, Every one of you have been given everything necessary for life and godliness if you're born again. And that includes the Spirit of God who will reveal to you who he is through his word. Okay? Take that with you. Go be different. Let the word of God do what it's going to do. Don't be afraid of this Bible. Don't be afraid of it. This thing's not scary. Don't be afraid of it. Okay? All right. Anybody got anything else? All right, let's pray and we'll quit. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for your word, that infallible, perfect word, the word that's the truth that'll set us free. Lord, I thank you for it. Lord, help us all to seek your word and seek you where you can be found now. Let us realize, Lord, how powerful and effective this word is. The outcome of this word is amazing. Help us not take it for granted. So, Lord, tonight we bless you. I pray, Lord, by the power and presence of your Holy Spirit as you minister to each one of us, that we would find ourselves dwelling in your presence. We'd hear your voice. And, Lord, we'd even feel your presence. That we'd receive your instruction and your revelation. We're your people, Lord, and you're our God. We give you praise and we give you glory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, that concludes our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.